Oh, just being honest, do we suffer from vertical epilepsy or claustrophobia? Are we okay for that, guys?
Yeah.
How dangerous is it in terms of this confusion, though?
Oh, it's deadly.
Deadly, right. Okay,
absolutely
sounds
deadly.
Like a challenge. We'll make our way through that. Come on, let's...
Two out of three people come out alive.
Nice. I can see, Callum, you're obviously sort of echoing Tom's sort of line in terms of this whole sequence here, so great stuff.
Could be doing that, yeah. Learn from the master.
All right, Natalie, any questions?
Callum, I like your hat, but do you think mine's better?
No chance, no. You haven't got one of these. Don't even know what to call it, but...
It is quite literally a mortarboard. Graduating in all
Loads
sorts of ways.
Every day.
Exactly. Before we actually queue up here, should we make our way in here? Is that? Or do we do this? Wait. Okay. Let's
work
our way.
Guys, and enjoy
okay.
It.
Let's head up on this side of things here, and I think we'll allow Natalie to actually comment on what we're about to see and so on. So we'll just work our way through this side of things here. Always good for claustrophobia and so on. As he moves down a set of stairs here. So what are we actually hearing at present?
Some spooky noises, and we're just kind of trapped in some sort of area.
Well, let's not be trapped. Let's go through this area, and I think we're getting into
another area. Made good progress. So
black and red stripes. I think that's definitely it for us. We'll go through this way here. And this is a whole new experience as we head through one thing into another. And it's a wonderful sort of polyvinyl maize chloride sort of system that we're actually getting here. And we're still quite well there. Well done, Natalie now takes the lead. Just sort of set the scene here where we seem to have lost everybody else who might have been following us, which is always good. And, oh, we're following this way through here. Yeah. I hope we've actually been laying a trail of breadcrumbs so we know exactly which way we're going. We've now got a white arrow. And now we're into the next zone. We've gone fairly quiet in terms of the radio commentary because we seem to be sort of heading into all sorts of other areas. Everybody
we're
remember where...
We're having to really concentrate because we're trapped in some sort of madhouse.
Remember where we're parked. That's the important thing. Around here and around to another side here. Of course, we may never get out, Natalie.
Oh God, Alex.
This might be it. This could be the last location before we actually put together. All that will be left in years to come will be the sight of this lots of things that are actually here. Well, at least the spaces have been getting slightly larger.
Say that,
then. There we go, nice and chill. Carry on. At least we haven't had complete wall dividers that have separated the team at this stage. I think it's Albert Einstein who's keeping his eyes on us, which is all great. And we've managed to actually emerge from the PVC area, or the rays of small rooms, through the very confusing tunnel, which almost sent us into all sorts of bizarre ways, Natalie.
I'm spinning. I'm still spinning from that.
Who would have thought that just outside York... we'd actually move into an area where suddenly one's entire sensory perception line goes completely due lally. Anyway, We now head into the mirror maze, which should be full of amazing mirrors. I've got complete trust that Natalie is actually leading us in the right direction here. The sense to navigating it seems to be actually sort of keep your eyes and hands open and follow the lead around. I think we're almost successfully through the mirror maze. Wouldn't want to do this at speed, but still carrying a whole range of things there. Diana Ross and Upside Down being played in the background, which is strangely wonderful. Now progressing through a camp through a whole routine.
It's like Alice in Wonderland.
Having just actually been through an interesting, I suppose, version of an odyssey, really. An odyssey of location reports in one collection of barns. What did you make of that, Natalie?
It was very good, but I am still a little dizzy.
Yeah. That's the confusion. This is the reason. When we heard the mobile phone going whilst we were in there, I thought, there's no way. I mean, I'm being crushed by gravity here, possibly lost in terms of a sensory routine and in an upside-down room.
Yeah, I have been in an upside-down room and also a room without gravity.
A room without gravity.
Amazing, Alex.
Nice. And what did you make of it from the maternal perspective? Do you think this is just outrageous?
No, I really enjoyed it, especially the spinning bit. Yeah. It's like having a good night out, isn't it?
Well, maybe in Selby, but still, there we are, the words of Gillian Fulforce. But we've been joined by Katrina Lake. And Katrina, as you can tell, we're still just zonked. It's obviously always zonked by your presence on Location Report, but this was even more weird.
It sounds like I've missed a treat.
I think we might take you through again before the thing is actually presented.
Sounds good to me, yeah.
So you're off with the Abbey Bells later on today, of course. Back with us on Location Report. It's been far too long since our last one, probably a year and a half or thereabouts. But since then, of course, all sorts of exciting things happening, including becoming engaged.
Yeah, we've got engaged. We've got a little puppy.
No.
Yeah.
What kind of puppy?
Bichon Frise cross with a Yorkshire Terrier. He's 11 weeks old. Just a ball of fluff.
Well, just a ball of fluff, but still a life form, which is worthwhile considering. We are present at the York Maze. Of course, we go back to, this is supposed to be about four or five York Mazes we've covered.
Yeah, about that. Yeah, but I'm amazed by how much it's grown since last time I was here. It's really good.
As you can just see by the awards boards over there, we were featuring with Tom Piercy later. Truly tremendous. Anyway, Natalie, it's your second York Maze, of course. You were with us a couple of years ago. What advice would you give Katrina with respect to the place we've just been through?
I don't know if there is any advice you can give. You've just got to be brave, Katrina. It is, you know...
It's a bit like doing an Abbey Bells sing-out without any preparation whatsoever and suddenly having to do location reports at the same time. It's quite, you know, I'm still, you know, basically coming to grips with the whole sort of experience.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, truly amazing. I think we'll make our way through the rest of the York Maze and start our way through it. Do you think, Natalie, we're ready to actually start attacking the head of Jeremy Clarkson, Jeff Boycott and Brian Blessed?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, we can do anything now we've been through Colonel's Confusion.
Yeah, there we are, Colonel's Confusion. We've done that whole system. Katrina, are you ready to walk through Jeffrey Boycott's head?
Yes.
And that's why you're one of our star reporters, Katrina, because you are always affirmative and positive. Yay!